to the place where I can find you. Oh, lead me.
Stations of the Cross, or Stopping Places, provide a simple way of reflecting on the events of Jesus on his way to the cross. As we move through the different stations, we are all sojourning with Christ. We are walking alongside him to Golgotha. On this journey, we can consider what we learn. We may even place ourselves in a scene and resonate with a particular person. However it is that we use the stations of the cross, the most important aspect is what we learn from them personally. The 10th station. Jesus is stripped of his garments. Here Jesus is stripped of his dignity. He is left with nothing. His clothes are taken off him, and then he has to watch people cast lots for pieces of his clothes. There Jesus is, a person about to be crucified, and all that others are interested in is themselves, and how they can benefit from this garment that is no longer needed by this man. Mark chapter 15, verses 23 to 26, tells us they tried to give Jesus wine mixed with myrrh, but he did not take it, and they crucify him. They divide his garments, casting lots over them, to see who would get something. Now it was the third hour, and they crucified him. The inscription of his charge above his head was King of the Jews. When thinking of this station, some people refer back to Psalm 22, verses 1 and 2, which says, my God, why have you forsaken me? Why are you so far from saving me, so far from my cries of anguish? My God, I cry out by day, but you do not answer, by night, but I find no rest. Jesus is at the mercy of others now. He has no power and is not worth anything to those around him. The only choice Jesus still has is whether to take the wine mixed with myrrh. He refuses. What does this station mean for us today? Is there a time when we feel we have been abandoned by others? Is there a time when we have not noticed others and their needs? Do we recognise that in the depth of despair, there is still the love of God? And are we able to show that love of God to others, no matter what the situation? The 11th station. Jesus is nailed to the cross. In Luke's Gospel, chapter 23, verses 32 to 43, it says, two other men, both criminals, were also led out with him to be executed. When they came to the place called the Skull, they crucified him there, along with the criminals, one on his right, the other on his left. Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing. And they divided up his clothes by casting lots. The people stood watching, and the rulers even sneered at him. They said, he saved others, let him save himself if he is God's Messiah, the Chosen One. The soldiers also came up and mocked him. They offered him wine vinegar and said, if you are the King of the Jews, save yourself. There was a written notice above him which read, this is the King of the Jews. One of the criminals who hung there hurled insults at him. Aren't you the Messiah? Save yourself and us. But the other criminal rebuked him. Don't you fear God, he said, since you are under the same sentence. We are punished justly, for we are getting what our deeds deserve, but this man has done nothing wrong. Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. Jesus answered him, truly I tell you, today you will be with me in paradise. If ever there was an image to show the immense love that God has for us, it is looking upon Jesus on the cross. To consider that Jesus continued to be mocked while on the cross, people watching shouted insults, but even another person being crucified alongside Jesus was also insulting him. In all of this, how did Jesus react? He reacted with love and compassion. He asks God to forgive them, for they do not understand what they are doing. And he also tells the criminal next to him, "Today you shall be with me in paradise." How do we cope when we encounter other people who may insult us? Do we cling to the love of God and the example of Jesus on the cross? Do we find it easy to forgive in challenging situations? What example do we set others in times like these? The 12th station. Jesus dies on the cross. In Luke's Gospel, chapter 23, verses 44 to 49, we are told, "It was now about noon, and darkness came over the whole land until 3 in the afternoon, for the sun stopped shining, and the curtain of the temple was torn in two. Jesus called out with a loud voice, 'Father, into your hands I commit my spirit.' When he had said this, he breathed his last." The centurion, seeing what had happened, praised God and said, "Surely this was a righteous man." Even nature reacts to the death of Jesus. The sun stopped shining. The whole land became covered in darkness. This image is highlighting that Jesus is utterly alone, and he feels it too with his words questioning where God is. But we know that Jesus has not been abandoned. Jesus is doing the will of the Father by dying on the cross, and the Father is willing to give Jesus up for this to happen. In the midst of this terrible scene, God's love is present between the Father and the Son. Hope is present. When Jesus dies, the curtain that was in the temple is torn in two. This curtain separated God from his people. Through Jesus' death, humans are reconciled to God, and there are no more barriers. Through the death of Jesus, our relationship with God is restored, and we can have a personal relationship with him.